1.2. Getting started with your computer. If you can't see to read what's on the screen, you'll need help to get going from a knowledgeable buddy, professional, or more experienced visually impaired friend. Someone who understands the importance of using the keyboard and not the mouse. It'll take time to get to grips with it, so do be patient with yourself and get plenty of regular practice. Decide what you'd like to do first. Learn the keyboard, email, write a story, surf the web, or listen to music. Learn to do that one thing well before moving on. This manual assumes you know nothing about a computer and that you can't see to use a mouse. But if you do have useful sight, look at chapter 6. If you're a beginner, to get started you'll need the following. 1. A modern PC or laptop with Thunder software installed, and you get this from www.screenreader.net or from a disk or memory stick. 2. It's reassuring to hear keys spoken as you press them. If this isn't happening, you'll need to go into Thunder's settings and make sure the following are checked. Echo characters, speak modifiers, speak home end, speak space tab return, and your Thunder speech set to be fairly slow. See chapter 5 for changing settings. 3. Ideally, you'll need some tactile markers, bump-ons or even blue tack on certain keys to help you find your way around the keyboard. 4. Guidance on how to switch on and use the Windows key and the Start menu to get into a program. After you first switch on your computer, you'll hear a short jingle and then a clap of thunder to tell you that Thunder is loading, and then it'll start speaking. To get to a program, press the Windows key to get to the Start menu. Press the down or up arrow and press Enter when you hear the program you want to try. 5. You'll need guidance with closing down and switching off. There's a right way of doing this. Don't just press the on-off switch. Windows 7 users press the Windows key, then right arrow to hear shut down and press Enter. Press right arrow again. Before pressing Enter, you can arrow up or down amongst a list of other choices. Vista and earlier version users press the Windows key, right arrow twice, then press Enter. If you arrow up and down before pressing Enter, you can hear the various choices. You don't need to worry about them as a beginner, but they are A, hibernate and sleep, which leaves your computer running at a low power and can make it quicker to get back up and running later. B, log off and lock. This leaves the computer running, but you'd have to use a password to get it going again, as it gives some security. C, restart, switches the computer off and automatically on again in a safe way. 6. If you have a little sight and you have an instructor helping you, they should assess if you can effectively use a mouse and set up the screen appearance to suit you with personalisation or ease of access. You'll find these in Chapter 6. 7. You'll need to be able to read this manual, especially if you practice when there's nobody around to help. You can print it in whatever size and font suits you, or you can buy it on audio CD or in Braille. Telephone +44 01733 234441. And our helpline is +44 0 844 500 4441, local call rate in the UK.